If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using like e-checks, then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can... give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription. Welcome to literally the best subscription-based paywall audio content in the fucking world.
This is the good stuff.
Yes.
The right stuff.
Jewish apocalypse.
And I know that because I checked out some other paywalled yes. media content over the weekend, and ours is so much funnier. So much
funnier. And I've been saying this for a long time. Everybody says, like, I even had some people this weekend telling me, you know, I was an Opie and Anthony fan, and when you guys came along, it was like this breath of fresh air. And I've listened to bits they've done. We're better.
It's last week, we recorded an entire first hour and then had to re-record.
No,
it was like those 18 minutes. You can play those. They're fine.
Well, it felt like an hour.
It was 18 minutes. Yeah. That, making up for it felt like an hour, yes.
Well, we had to do an hour. So are you guys mourning Ted K?
I am in mourning for Ted K, yes. I am in mourning for Ted K. I was legit sad.
I'm with Borzoi on the whole, like, everyone talking about this sucks and don't listen to it. Like, because, you know.
Well, there's nothing much to say. Maybe he killed himself.
He was right about everything. Ted K was right.
He was right about a lot of things. But my question is, like, the whole thing is, like, did he kill himself or not?
Oh, that's
like,
what I was saying. I thought you just said he did. Yeah, I don't know. Ted K.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying he did.
Oh,
he
really?
He was 81 years old. I mean,
right. So I find
Yeah. R.I.P. Rip in peace.
Yeah. Rest in power.
Well, the problem is that like Ted K went from being something actually cool to being like okay.
Wait, which part was cool?
The manifesto.
Oh, all right.
Well, he predicted. He actually was more like they say it was just an anti-technology manifesto. It wasn't just that.
What did he also just like
a lot of political stuff he talked about?
Didn't he also just like kill people like, though?
But the people he killed probably deserved it.
Let's not focus on that part of it. I'm not even. I don't know about that actually. But here's what I'll say about Ted K. Is that they presented his manifesto as if it was purely anti-technology.
Yes. Okay.
It's not true.
Yes, they distorted the presentation because they like, he's just an anti-modernity guy.
Right, you know? As if all he was doing was blowing things up because he was talking about like CIA mind control stuff. He was talking about how the modern political narratives operate and how
mind
like
control.
Everyone's trapped into this, you know, like, yeah, he actually, like Moldbug actually ripped some stuff off from him. Like the whole idea of like everything always like has to be liberal, and if it's not, it gets like taken over and shit. Like he was talking about all that stuff too.
Yeah.
I don't know if he mentioned Jews. He should have though. But I'm not like a Ted K worshiper. I'm just saying like They just say he just hated technology. That's why he did it, because they don't want you really looking into it very much.
I hate technology.
I hate technology connection.
I hate Tech Moan. Tech Moan is a terrible account.
Technology connections, it's like, imagine if that was like Ted K's manifest. Like, he's wrote this 100-page manifesto, like, decrying technology connections.
But this fat homo that, like,
yeah, it's like, why are you buying white Christmas lights and coloring on them with Sharpie pens? Like, what's going on? Like, what kind of autism is this?
Ted K, I don't know.
He talks about A-logging, too, with the power process.
That's good.
It's like you, the power process is you leaving nasty comments on somebody's video and making them upset.
What happens when all the nasty comments become co-opted into an MK Ultra operation too? Because that's where we are right now. At least we have been for quite some time.
Just assume everything you do is some kind of MK Ultra response. That's like then you'll be on safe ground.
When I consume A-log content and anti-A-log content, I consume both as an objective observer. I just see two intelligence operations clashing. Like they're both spun up to appeal to different thought processes and different personality types, and you just make them fight. So they fight each other. They fight each other over who is like who has the best plausible deniability about being anti-Semitic. Who's doing the best job of covering Jews while once in a while calling someone a Jew as a
Here's my
majority.
Thing though with things that I'm objective about.
Yeah.
Like when I'm a genuine objective observer of an argument, I just don't care. So I'm not even gonna watch the argument because I don't care at all.
What if you don't have anything better?
Like if people are genuinely arguing about something that I don't care about, I think the only time you're actually objective
is when you don't care. I see what you're saying.
That's kind of my thing. I could be wrong.
You wouldn't know much about what they're debating either, because if you were strongly motivated, you would have learned about the subject.
And you wouldn't care to learn more. You'd just be like, this is incredibly boring, and I'm just checked out. So when you know about something...
But what if the subject...
You're kind of taking a...
Side. What if the only thing you have to know is like...
This
is full postmodern.
All you have to know is like, this is a very toxic personality who I'd like to see suffer. And that's what the debate is about. That's all it is.
That's taken aside. You're not objective at that point.
All right, that's fine. But like, I'm not... But like, if it doesn't work out, like, I'm fine. It's like watching... This is like instead of watching a baseball game, you watch like the A-log game.
Right, so you have like a mild preference in one way or the other.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you
and at least I'm not looking at like ads of like gay niggers kissing and it's AIDS medicine and it's like... There's a bunch of commercials between pitches, and it's a bunch of non-whites. Well, actually, with the A-log,
I thought you were looking at that.
That's what it is. At least I guess that they're being explicit about it. Whereas the Major League
they're not necessarily showing you ads for prep.
Yeah, like just the prep is the ads. Prep is the content. Like here on the right stuff that is.
So did you see this thing? I mean, all kinds of June is the month for people to get involved in disputes around gay issues. A Major League Baseball thing that's been going on. Have you looked at that? Have you been checking out?
If I want to see people dancing around gay issues, I watch America First. I watch Cozy.tv.
Well, they're not really dancing around it. It's a direct confrontation. But the anti-gay, if such a side could even be said to exist, is completely lost. Like,
Don't like baseball.
I don't like baseball anymore. I used to like baseball.
I don't think that's the real subject. I think that's just the...
But baseball isn't the issue.
Walter.
Right. Like if you were to tell me the Dodgers are playing the Yankees, I would be like, okay.
The Brooklyn Dodgers. What?
I don't care anymore, right? Like I would have cared maybe
at one point.
You might
be talking to me about like a fucking soccer game and little shithole countries I don't care about.
Right, but we're not talking about baseball. We're talking about the culture
faggots.
War.
Oh, the culture war.
Yeah, but I just wanted to just make a personal note of the fact that I really don't like baseball.
Well, this is an example of something like what I'm saying. Like, I can be, if you tell me, like, the Tigers are going to play the Orioles, I will be like, this is something on which I am a completely neutral and objective observer. Like, I'm actually like not an observer. Yeah. I'm not an observer because I'm not going to observe that.
It sounds like an unfair, like, just, like an unfair matchup. Bunch of tigers.
I'm a non-observer of this non-event.
I'm objectively non-observing this phenomenon of the Baltimore Orioles.
I would say,
where's
PETA? A bunch of feral predatory cats attacking some innocent orange birds.
So,
all right.
So yeah, I so the thing is though that they've been having this. So the Dodgers, I think they're still in LA.
Yes,
right, they're still in LA. Okay, so having some Pride Day.
Yeah, they had like a Pride logo of the Dodgers logo, didn't they, right, on the Twitters? And then they took it down.
The whole MLB
and
did that, and then they took it down. But, yeah, again, and of course, conservatives claim victory, but overall, they're taking a massive L on this. So. They had like a Pride Day, and there was this like really disgusting drag troupe called Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Oh, I heard
of before, and they do. They're like faggots. They like mock the crucifixion and stuff and drag, and it's really ugly.
They do.
Stuff, right?
They do.
Yeah,
they
my
do.
Question. Go ahead.
I was gonna say they do all the things that they would say that like conservative Christian groups make up about gays. Like gays would never do stuff like that, except for when we do it. Yeah. So go ahead, Alex.
No, they actually do it, and it's something that, frankly, it's remarkable that any – I mean, this is where we are. Like, it's remarkable that any major, big –
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders. You can use crypto. You can use e-checks. You can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
$20 million earning entity would associate themselves with this thing because it wouldn't have happened. I mean, it's relatively new. This is, I guess, the first year they're doing it. And it was so controversial, Dodger fans were like, no, fuck you. And they canceled it. But as a result, all the other faggot groups pulled out of their LGBT day. So they would have had no LGBT. So they actually brought this group back in.
I mean,
so the boycott.
Hold on, Alex has been trying to say something for 5 minutes. What did you say, Alex?
Yeah.
You know what would really explode the situation is if you had rabbis of perpetual indulgence. And there's a good question as to why you don't see that.
Walk around with giant sheets with holes in them.
I was going to get to that because the Catholic bishop. Of Los Angeles, I guess that's a diocese or whatever, or of that area, whatever that area is, Southern California, Los Angeles. Anyway, he made this point. He actually said this. He did a video on Twitter about it, and he said, I urge Catholics to pray and not to go. And he actually said not just Catholics, but like anybody who's decent to not go and don't participate with this company. And would we ever see something like this that mocks Jews?
Yeah, right?
He
right?
also said Muslim, obvious but question? He said Jews first. There was a time period when they would have only said Muslim.
Okay.
When conservatives would have only made the comparison to Muslim. And the funny thing is that it's like, well, when they would say you wouldn't do this about Muslim, the implication wouldn't be you'll get in political trouble, but they'll like bomb you.
Yeah.
Like you're afraid that like Dodger Stadium will get like blown up.
That's what Anthony Cumia and Gavin McGinnis were going on about like Muslim. They don't like to mess around with the gay stuff, Gavin. You know, they're going on like how like giving the impression that these Muslims are so backward because they're not into the gay stuff.
Yeah, that's annoying. Well, good for them. Like, well, they've actually managed to. I mean, even if they will blow up your stadium, then that's how that has to be done, I guess. But the point is that. In America, that's not even really what happens.
Right.
Or it's happened a few times, but, it's not like the general risk. But why then won't you do it for Jews? Because this bishop said Jews first. Which I was saying, this is definitely a bit – I'm not like praising this guy like he's some hero, but I'm just saying like it's interesting that he even brought it up. And
is there not a backlash he's getting from other Jews? Like, why did you say that? Oh my God! Because that doesn't flip the script, but like you're acknowledging a thing you're not supposed to acknowledge here. You're not supposed to talk
the
about
the organized them. Response from the faggot queer community has been to call Catholics pedophiles. I mean, it's fucking retarded.
There you go.
That's but fine. Basically, they're saying, like, oh, Catholics, you know, they're the ones saying that this Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is an open mockery of what they believe in.
Right.
And I would say for any Christian, really, not just a Catholic. I mean, there was even some guy who was, like, in some Twitter thread about it. I saw he's like, I'm here just so you know. It's not just Catholics or even Christians that think you people are fucking disgusting.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. No one likes you. Having some representation.
So let me get this straight. So there's a bunch of other gay groups that were going to participate in this Pride Day at Dodger Stadium. And the Dodgers could not stomach them all pulling out of the, like, why not just not have the Pride event? Like, what was, were people, I mean.
Right, that wasn't, apparently that,
and that's
wasn't
the thing, like, there's no, like, economic incentive either way. Because, like, no one's not going to show up to the Dodger Stadium. Yeah. I'm sure there's, like, I don't know how many, I'm sure they have a season ticket program where so many tickets are already bought and paid for, and they've already gotten the revenue. I'm sure there's, like, bleacher seats or whatever. But, like, you're not, even if, like, you have low attendance for one game, that's not going to move the needle either way. They're not going to get woke, go broke. It's like, why not just do the decent thing?
Right. Well, like, the fans, yes.
Because basically what you're saying, because, I mean, what was the outcome? Did anybody go to the game? I'm sure the game just went off. People went and enjoyed a day at the park.
I don't actually know with what happened with their Pride Day, if they've even had it yet.
Because I'm wondering,
been going back and forth for a while.
Because I'm wondering, like, was there a threat behind the scenes to something involving the Dodgers? Because it's like, this seems like a crazy 180.
There definitely was.
Yeah.
I mean, the claim was that all the other faggot groups were going to pull out of their LGBT day, so they wouldn't have been able to have it,
like,
unless they
included this. That's called winning. Like, oh, they all pulled out? We did it. Like, that's what everybody wants.
But then the question is, why are they doing it all? And it's not, you're
just right,
don't
it's do not it
because of profits. Now, the thing is, the faggot community wants to present as if this is a profit thing, which is sort of funny because when companies first started doing fag washing, as they call it, when they first started doing LGBT marketing stuff, and it's like so over the top, like you can't see any sports ball in America in June where the uniform doesn't have something. And for ice hockey, which doesn't play in June, and I guess the NBA doesn't play in June, they make them do it at a different time of year for those sports.
Right.
So it's like you will, in sports in particular, you will be forced to suffer this shit. And that's why I'm just saying, just fuck sports. Like, forget about it. And it also goes to our whole thing of the new consumer that they're cultivating. The new brown consumer classes won't care about any of this crap. They don't care about it. Only white people care, generally speaking. The idea that blacks and Latinx are going to give a shit, that's wrong. But, you know, the fags like to say, yeah, like, you risk losing revenue when you don't do Pride. So that's not true.
That's
the
not
risk
true at
of,
all.
The risk of backlash from the public only comes from doing it, and they weather that risk. And,
you'll have backlash from the system because it wants you doing that. Like, I don't know what they would do to the Dodgers, but
what is the threat? Like, is it advertisers? Like, if you don't do the LGBT, do you lose advertisers?
Probably.
Do you lose investors?
Well, do you, like that, well did you see? Did you
Does
see what
the happened? League sanction you? Will you, the league sanction you?
Did probably. You see, like, just as a side example, it's kind of related, like, you know, when Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News, the ratings for his time slot were, like, halved. They went down by half, but the ad revenue was soaring because all these advertisers came back for that hour, and it's just like, so, I mean, talk about some bizarre incentives. So it's the same sort of thing.
So it's not just about making money. It's and about did, pushing shit.
And what advertisers pulled out of Tucker, and did conservatives stop using whatever those products were? Probably not. Right. Like, there's no, you know, there isn't a way to actually do this shit anymore. Like, you can't treat the economy like everyone's in a small town and there's like three options for the business you want to do, and like, oh, I'm not going to yours anymore. I'm going to tell all my friends and we're going to buy your dry goods anymore, Earl. We're going to go to, you know, Sneed's Seed and Feed over here, and you're going to go under, you know, like, people treat the national economy, international economy like that sometimes. It's kind of silly.
Right. I mean, it took all their resources to make that dent in, like, the Bud Light bottom line, and that's not something they, you know, they can't do that to every single fucking company. They could do it to one with a very concentrated effort. But the thing is that
just shift resources to Modelo.
Oh, and then another thing happened. There was some pitcher on some team who, like, had publicly supported boycotting Bud Light, and they released him from his fucking contract.
They fired him. He got fired.
That's just.
Yeah, and it's like, and they were trying to say, like, the press was asking him, like, was it because of that? And they were like, no, it's performance related. They're like, yeah, but the stats aren't down. What are you talking
about?
Bullshit.
Well, I love that they won't even say what they did.
He's putting up numbers still.
Which team was that? I don't know what that is. I don't know about this
one. I think it was like the Rangers. I think it was the Rangers. I just saw the article pop up. There's all kinds of this shit is going on constantly, man. And there's a lot of players in Major League Baseball in there, and they're all of them are white. The ones that raise
their
voice.
You slandered them. This says the Texas Rangers are the only MLB team not hosting a Pride Night this year.
Oh, good for them.
Good for the Texas Rangers.
But there's that doesn't mean they didn't fire this player. Look for like player fired after like anti-LGBT tweet, something like that.
Oh, God, look at this fucking...
I just saw it pop up in my feed the other day.
Anyway, oh, God damn it, I don't have it in jesting. No, where's my Brave? There you go. There's your fag hats, San Francisco. It's like the stripes are so thin because there's so many colors in San Francisco and you can't even see them anymore. It's just disgusting. Yeah, MLB pride hats.
This is like a cultural weakness for their movement, and they know it. It's not really a movement. It's more like a corporate diktat. It's now...
Oh, dude. Okay, so, yeah, this guy, Anthony Bass, he's on the Blue Jays.
Okay.
He shared some anti-LGBT stuff. They're saying he got booed, but I'm like, was he really booed very
there
hard?
Is no way that a baseball crowd booed him for not doing the pride bit. There is no fucking way.
Maybe
that did not happen. I don't think so. I don't believe so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I believe there was maybe a crowd of... I believe what happened would be that there would have been a group of activists that bought a block of seats to do that. But I don't think the crowd would have done it. Or maybe they booed him and they're just missing... It doesn't really matter.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm feeling it or something.
Now there's also a player on the Red Sox who was just called up from AAA who has a history of anti-LGBT social media.
You mean he's a normal person?
Yeah. So again, like this is just going to be a consistent problem. And it's interesting. And if baseball is going to get hit because it's like right in the June is like prime season. And the thing is, baseball is also increasingly not white. Like the days of them going out to like the fields of the Midwest to get these like corn, you know, these corn fed, country boys.
They get sugar cane fed like Caribbean spits.
Yeah, now they get these cane fed South America.
Oh God, not sugar cane again. Not sugar cane again. No one email me. No comments.
Yeah. So yeah. You know. Yeah, these Mickey Mantle types, these kids raised in Iowa and like the cornfields of Iowa, who go out and play ball and you know get really good at baseball. Yeah, that's all over.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that anymore. Because they're gonna not want to wear the LGBT patch.
Anthony Bass packing after LGBTQ. Oh my God.
And we're getting some breaking news out of the world of baseball here. We're getting word from the Toronto Blue Jays that their pitcher, Anthony Bass, has been removed now from the team's roster. Let me give you the backstory here. Bass has been criticized after he shared an Instagram story recently that encouraged his followers to boycott retailer Target and Bud Light, because those companies support the LGBTQ
community. Is that what they do?
Yesterday, Bass said that as a Christian and as a father, he stands by his personal beliefs on the issue, just a week after apologizing for sharing that anti-LGBTQ video on Instagram. He said the video was
good. A fired for apologizing.
Distraction for the team.
Well, that's what happened. Now, he would have been fired either way.
But I know.
Weekend for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was supposed to be a part of that, but now this word coming in, a mere criticism that he has now been removed from the Blue Jays.
What's the which synagogue did the criticism come from?
Look at that sellout crowd at the... Is there a game going on?
Well, I'm assuming there's not a game going on. There's the tarp. Well, the tarp is over the pitcher's mound in home plate.
That stadium was fucking pretty empty.
Christian dad defense. He should have been like, I have converted to Islam. We need to throw every faggot off of a rooftop. That's what I believe.
Throw them off the dome.
River to sea. River to sea.
Yeah. I would just say, like line them up behind home plate. I'll throw some heaters at them. Stretch out my throwing arm.
If you're gonna get canceled, at least go out in style. None of this, like, I'm a Christian dad. No. Be like, I'm a Muslim fundamentalist.
What's the worst is the way that these. Yeah, well, I mean, test the theory that the conservatives are always putting out there. Say, like, I'm a Muslim, and this insults my religion. And you wouldn't want to discriminate against me for my religion. See if that works. Probably won't. But at least you won't look like a fag.
Well, there's,
at least you won't look like a cuck.
There's quotes from this guy in this article that was accompanied by
that video.
Yeah,
it's really pathetic. I hate these hostage videos upset me, man, when they make these guys do that. But yeah.
To make room on the 40-man roster, Anthony Bass has been designated for assignment. Okay. Speaking to reporters Thursday night, Bass said, everyone is entitled to their personal beliefs, right? Apparently not. But also, I mean no harm towards any groups of people. They mean
Why
harm.
Does he have to qualify that?
But, like, do they say that, like, do they not mean harm toward anybody? They mean harm towards white people. They mean harm to people like Anthony Bass.
Yeah, they harmed Anthony Bass.
I felt like taking that down a second time was the right thing to do. And not be a distraction to this team. Our focus is to win baseball games, and that's my focus. Well, your Instagram account has no bearing on whether or not you win baseball games.
Yeah, nothing to do with that. Yeah,
right. It has to do with, are you part of the, this is Canada, so it's, I can't say national, so sort of international culture of promoting faggotry all across the world. It's like, this is like a signal, you're not part of that, and you're supposed to be, as an elite member of the culture. You're a pitcher on a baseball team. There's only, 32 baseball teams? There's only, I don't know, what do you got, a dozen pitchers per team? There's a very few people that rise to that level.
It's a pretty high level.
It's an elite club. It's a small club, and you're in it, and if you're not promoting fudge packing amongst the children, then you just can't be part of this. So this whole, like, why aren't you advocating harm towards groups of people? People want you dead. These people want you penniless and starving now. Like, is he going to get another job throwing balls? Is he going to get another job doing that? Or is he going to have to, like, open a car dealership somewhere with whatever salary he's gotten this for? What's going to happen to him? Is they going to be referring to him as disgraced pitcher Anthony Bass in the coming years on sports? That's usually what it goes. Disgrace this, probably, disgrace that, if they ever mention him again. On Thursday, Bass met with Pride Toronto's executive director to unpack his views, not his fudge, and reach a better place moving forward.
Is this some, like, requirement for him to get back on the fucking roster?
Is he going
to
get back on the roster? Is this just, like, no, you just drag him through the fudgy mud, humiliate him. I think it's a good step, but it's not the end of the journey, Pride Toronto's Sherwin Modeste said after the meeting.
Dude, the fact that people aren't, like, pitchforking over this shit.
I see this as a continuation of learning, and this was something that we agreed on. The week earlier, Bass said to reports he was truly sorry in a brief apology, acknowledging the post chair was hurtful to the Pride community. Dude. You mean the faggot child molester community? That's what they're proud of. I mean, there's so many. I mean, it's disgusting.
It's also very sad that, like, you were, you know, this guy was, he like succumbed to all this shit. Yep. They have this.
It's not his fault. No one has his back, but it's people like us.
Right.
We are
hostage situations.
We're down here.
Like,
we're powerless.
And he's a hostage.
We're powerless and canceled. I don't even know if he knows we exist. I don't know how we would reach him. But yeah, he has no idea. He cannot reach out for solidarity from anybody. Nobody has his back because this fucking entire world is right. controlled by these kikes and these faggots.
The conservatives aren't going to do shit.
The Catholic Church is going to stay home and pray for him again. You know?
Right.
Nothing again. You know, I understand. Like, that is their role. I wish people would understand that that's the only role a church can have.
You need
other institutions to push these things, but it would be nice if there was something else that could come out of that. But he has no solidarity.
So, but it's not because people don't feel this way, because I have this other story. The LA County DA's office took down their Twitter account because they posted about how they were all attending a pride event and it got like, the response was pretty hot and heavy.
Yeah,
because
it's just explicitly laying out your political agenda. Like, libtard fags, and yeah, we're going
to
prosecute.
If you think like the LA County DA's office isn't all going to like pride events, you're just wrong. But that's also why that then puts you up against a wall. Like, okay, so that's the thing. Like, the whole thing. This is a hostage situation, and the LGBT shit I think makes it fucking clear, because it's like. And the mechanisms to fight it are just not there. Like, the boycott is not enough. Like, boycotting Bud Light didn't do shit for any of these people. And all the energy went into that. And all of the these people are still breaking their arms, patting themselves on the back over that. Like, they dropped the stock 15% or something like that. Great job. But, like, you got nothing. This shit's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening. Next year, last year, MLB players were allowed to decide whether they wore the pride patch. This year, they're not allowed to decide.
I'm going to have to
do it.
My friend that I wrote
to. I don't even really care about MLB, and this is one of the reasons why. Another thing is that as they alienated people like us from sports, that I think actually the give a fuck about this thing amongst the people left consuming the sports ball. I mean, the sports ball fandom community has swallowed one indignity and humiliation after another. So the people still sticking around, it's like, yeah, that's sports ball. I mean, imagine loving, you know, baseball so much that you would endure this type of shit. Like, how many people have checked out, you know? I don't know.
Do you remember, like, part of like the whole like edgy guy comedy scene, ONA and all the related stuff in the aughts, I guess. Probably not so much the teens, they started cracking down on speech more, but like, do you remember, like, part of the, like, you'd make fun of gays? Like, part of, like, the, like, gross-out humor would be, like, what the kind of shit they get up to and, like, laughing at it. But there was still that, like, Seinfeldian, not there's anything wrong with it-ism to it. Like, I think that that's just what's left. That, like, they get more joy and chuckles out of laughing at the people that are upset about Pride Night happening. Ah, what do you care what they do? So what if they can fit four dicks in their ass at the same time? It's not like they're making you do it.
That's like the Anthony view.
You know, it's like stuff like that. Is I think that's what's
it's a good way
left
to like depoliticize, but that's not going to really work outside of like.
Oh, hey, guy, Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
Certain areas.
Oh, you and your fucking kids. Who cares? Raise your kids. You raise your kids, and they won't be subjected to. It won't happen. They'll be fine. I'm very, very unfair to Anthony doing his voice yelling these terrible things. But like that's
that was the Jimmy Norton thing. Yeah, he was actually like a weird pervert that wanted to do all kinds of weird perverted things, and he hated the kids stuff. He hated the stuff like of protecting the kids. He was always like that would throw him into a rage. Because he was like a sexual deviant.
Yeah, it'd be like,
himself.
Why aren't you? Like, he'd put it on you. Like, why aren't you parenting? He's like, how can I parent? Because I was just gonna say, my friend that I drove out to NJP with, he was telling me about he will attempt to like watch content on some of these free like TV apps that they have, but they make you sit through ads. He's like, I can't do it. He's like, I was trying. What was he? It was some classic show he was trying to watch that I would like to watch too. He's like, I can't do it. He's like, oh, X-Files. He was trying to watch X-Files on like Freevee. Okay, Freevee's an app channel, and he's like, all the commercials. It's like. It goes to commercial break, and you were literally like right there. That's two fat old niggers kissing dudes, and it's like a prep ad. Like, it's all AIDS medication, and like, that's, so it's not even like the pride celebration, forget about it. Like, the normal, the shit that are trying to normalize that you just see in passing in your everyday life, if you're consuming anything from mainstream content, is like, you just get used to seeing two nigger faggots kissing, and it's not like a gross out, like, that would be like a gross out bit on a shock jock radio show, like, two niggers kissing, oh my god! But now it's just like, oh, they're waiting for this ad to end so I can get back to my aliens and ghost content on X-Files.
Right.
It's just like, becomes like this mundanity. Is that a word?
Well, yeah, well, there you go. That's
possible show title, Dylan Mundanity. That could work. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a note.
But the thing is, it's like, yeah, that kind of humor, and Jimmy Norton was the worst about this with that kind of stuff. And I fucking grew to really hate him, because he was like the worst of all worlds. He was like a pervert who was,
I always
like,
thought he was just joking, and then I found out he wasn't joking. I was like, oh.
Well, he wasn't joking, but he was also like a warmongering neocon.
Yes.
And hated then like any kind of conservative cult. He was like, literally, he was like, I'm a warmonger and a sexual deviant. Like, everything Jewish, he was all about it.
Yeah.
He was like, we should go bomb every Muslim. And also, like, yes, I was getting a rub and tug, and a Filipino girl shoved her fist in my ass. It was great. Like, he does that kind of
thing. Well,
it was great.
It's like, the things that, like, the Zionist fucking empire has done to these Muzzies have turned them into, like, suicide bombing psychos on some level. What you don't understand as an American, as Jimmy Norton, is, like, they're completely justified in being suicide bombing psychos, because they have no other way.
It's like, why,
like, basically,
you,
like,
right?
imagine, so the power that they have over us, the system has over us, whereas, like, you can't even get, like, a baseball team to do something as, like, a non-story as just let all the pride groups pull out of the baseball game. We just don't have the pride night. That can't
just, like,
be
not insult,
or just like,
like,
that
just
can't
not
be
have like a disgusting satanic pedophile gay display in the middle of the outfield, right? You know,
but it's like, you can't even get that done, and like, when it goes the other way and it gets reinstated, it happens, like, no one can do anything. Why? Because the confidence in the system that it has the ability to keep everybody in line and punish you severely for what you've done is why you're not like the Muslim. Like, you have a little more self-preservation because of your more highly evolved racial, your genetics, your brain, and whatnot, as a white person.
Because you're a pussy.
But it also comes from a little, I was trying to dance around that a little bit. I didn't want to say that, like, if you're not suicide bombing baseball stadiums, you're a pussy. I was trying to back away from that narrative, Mike. I was trying to say you have a little more sense of self-preservation than, and also you have probably more bread and circuses to, like, go back and, like, bury your head under.
Remember, the vast majority of Muslims don't do that shit either.
Right.
But it's like
you give that image to someone like a Jimmy Norton or somebody who's like an edgy right-wing white guy. Comments like, yeah, fuck those brown faggots. I mean, they're not faggots. They're actually more harsh on faggots than I am. But fuck them. Let's bomb them all. It's like, well,
yeah.
I mean,
well, Jimmy Norton would probably want to bomb them because they're hard on fags. That would be one of his reasons.
Nobody in his audience would want that. That's what's so funny. That's a disconnect right there.
There's a major disconnect there.
Yeah.
But he was basically just, I was like really hoping that guy would have died of like a sexual transmitted disease or something like that by now.
He should,
like,
be
just
died,
like,
of embarrassment. He should die of embarrassment that he like thought he was dating like an online like e-girl tranny. It was actually just fucking other dudes and posting videos of it. I thought this was real. You can watch Porcelain's Doc, The Worm Turns or something.
But isn't that like his, that's his fucking personality though, is that like, but anyway. But that's sort of the problem with that sort of content is exactly that kind, because I remember exactly that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that's what it does. Now you want to watch baseball, you're totally racially disconnected, you don't care that none of these baseball players speak English, and like, yeah, that's not a black guy, that's just a weird Mexican, or that's a weird like Dominican, and you want, just want to watch the feats of strength on Festivus, and you want to laugh at the prudes that have a problem with pride. What's their problem? No one's saying you have to be gay. It's like, they're just saying your children have to be gay. No, they're not. It's crazy. What are you, Pat Robertson? What are you, and again, talking about dead people. Pat Robertson also.
Yeah, people had died and no one cared, yeah.
Oh, my God. So.
It didn't really
that's
make
hell of a thing
of
to lose Ted Kaye and Pat Robertson, like, the same weekend.
I mean, I guess. I didn't really. I saw the Pat Robertson thing. I was like, I thought he was already dead. I didn't even know he was sick.
I think, like, we didn't make any... Did we ever talk about Pat Robertson make anybody mad? I remember the other guy we made people mad.
Was no one's going to get mad if we
was
make
it true
Pat
news? What was that True News nigga's name? What was his name?
Oh, Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles. People got mad at us for criticizing him.
Oh, no, no one around now would be mad at that. The guy gave $15,000 to a Jewish synagogue.
Yeah, but it was based because COVID.
To own the libs.
He's fighting against COVID. What are you doing? You're sitting around denying... Mike, you're sitting around denying the Holocaust. This guy's getting shit done, giving money to Jews.
Right. That whole op is to make you like Orthodox Jews or see Orthodox Jews as like some kind of avatar for yourself. Like, that was that whole point of that, all that shit.
Mm. So.
And they're still trying to do it. For people that are wanting to relitigate that shit, they're still holding up the Orthodox Jews as, like, the ones that got everything right.
There's, like, the Orths are everywhere. They're all over right-wing... commentary. They're standing around with, you know, you had the one that was standing around with RFK Jr., right? When
that was Shmuley.
Was it Shmuley Botich?
That was Shmuley Botich.
Botich.
The one with RFK. Yeah, Shmuley is like the big guy who's like, here, I'm going to give you $1 million to like relitigate COVID to see how many people you can wrap into that for your presidential campaign.
Mm.
Yeah, that was Rabbi Shmuley. And he's standing in front of the, he's taking a picture with RFK standing in front of the Chabad, the Moshiach or whatever they call him, the guy who is like the lead, the guy that founded the Chabad group. So, yeah. But the RFK thing, it's like, dude, is not catching on. Like, I'm not really seeing that candidacy really lighting much of a fire under anybody. Like, it doesn't.
RFK.
Maybe I'm just like missing it, but it seems like no one gives a fuck about that.
Mike Pence is good. Mike Pence is. Oh, that's right. So I hadn't seen it in a long time, but I saw some Fox News this weekend. Like while I was trying to, maybe I told you before the show that since I ate the big like Belgian waffle in the Hotel Continental breakfast that turned my stomach. I think it might have actually been the Fox News coverage. They were going over the Republican primary picture, and wow, like watching like Nikki Haley and Mike Pence sort of like duke it out for last place in Fox News' covers. It was just like, oh my, you got to be fucking kidding me with this thing. Mike Pence, he's the only one who's he's coming in to run a classically conservative campaign. Mike, you know, he's seen everybody has kind of like fallen away from what it means to be a conservative. Which just means to like be boring and lose. And he's got that. He's got the be boring and lose corner of the conservative movement. He's got that nailed down and
got it wrapped up.
And Nikki Haley, oh man, Nikki Haley was like, look at my brown face and look at my platitudes. And my eyes are up here. Stop looking at my platitudes. Like, you know, I think everyone in America is just, they're sick and tired of the toxicity and they want somebody just going to work for them and get things done. And that's me, the Indian lady with the changed name that went to the UN and did nothing for a few years. And do things for you.
She was very proud of doing nothing and not understanding about the job.
I was reading that both like Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are like attacking Trump because he's not attacking woke enough.
Okay.
I'm really excited
about all this.
Talking about woke because nobody can tell me what it is. So I hope I have to give him credit for that.
I hope the 2024 election is so lopsided for Biden that they can't even try to pretend it was fraudulent, because this shit, they deserve, like, no one should bother to get up off their ass.
Hey everybody, Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
To vote for any of these people, dude, they're so pathetic.
I'm already sensing that they're probably going to try and pretend like there was some fucking flim-flammery with RFK Jr. The thing is, like, if RFK Jr. is going to come in and play spoiler for any side, it's going to be fucking the right side. It's not going to be for Democrats. If he's trying to do COVID shit as his calling card issue, like, he's going to take more votes from Trump or DeSantis than he will from Biden, but whatever. Who even gives a fuck? That's just very pathetic.
Quite done with the fag content, because I know we're going to have a good fag train going. You're talking about fag content.
Okay. Let's do this.
Let's just start the video and watch the first, like, bit of it because they go almost immediately into it. This is Sublation Media. This is Douglas Lane and Chris Catron. Chris Catron is gay.
Chris Kattan?
Chris Kattan, probably gay.
What? Why are this lady's boobs out? But she has no nipples. That freaks me out.
This is why you watch this. That's very famous.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that.
It's like that scene in The Godfather.
That's from Les Miserables.
Why is Abraham Lincoln?
Don't you remember in The Godfather where he has the wife in Italy and she like takes off her dress and she doesn't have nipples?
Why is Abraham Lincoln in France?
But why didn't Michael Corleone's wife have nipples? It's like, you just don't do the topless scene then. That was creepy as fuck. That warped me.
So she had like pasties on or something?
I guess so. Like it looked like this painting. Just had breasts that were just, you know, flesh colored bowling balls. Anyway,
that's very strange.
I'm sure that's nowhere near as weird as whatever this gay shit you're about to hit me with is.
Oh, well, no, this is like a frank discussion of homosexuality from academic leftists, which I thought was rather.
From the butthole left. All right. Straight from the butthole left. Straight from the butthole. What you'll hear on Patreon.
And, you know, I'm just willing to say, like, I'm gay or whatever, right? But I'm willing to say, okay, you know, I'm not going to uphold, like, that homosexuality is, like, just healthy and great and, you know, positive and everybody's got to embrace it. Because, you know, it's kind of a miserable sexual subculture in which people are strangely antisocial. Like, in other words, the Stalinist line on homosexuality, that it's, like, narcissistic and antisocial and, you know, there's a kernel of truth to it. Of course there is.
Kernel?
Stalin-based.
There is.
Not a kernel. It's like that's the entire thing. That's the whole cob, my friend. It's like there's a cob
He's
of
like,
truth
trust
in that
me,
corn.
I know. Like, right? If anybody knows, it's me.
It's not like, you know, it's not like I'm going to say, oh, well, you know, it's good. I'm just going to say, should people, like, attack other people in civil society, and should the state arrest and abuse people
on
their deviant sexual?
Was that a good Anthony? Yes!
Hold on. He said their deviant sexual lifestyle. He literally called them deviant sexual lifestyle.
I'm going to wind that back. I said, talked over something.
And should the state arrest and abuse people on the basis of their deviant sexuality? In other words, I'm not going to say it's not deviant.
Right. But I'm
it's not deviant, but what?
Eyebrow twitching when he said that.
You should take it? What are you saying? Like, it is deviant and you should be okay with it? What's going on here?
I don't think you get the parameters of this conversation.
I hear a fag.
Yes, he's a fag, but these are two theoretical Marxists like fanning each other's balls.
Oh.
So he is not actually that – this faggot is not actually that interested in the faggot agenda per se. And he is actually, I think, engaging in some kind of critique of the faggot agenda as in his relationship to neoliberalism.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
I've got that.
So he's not actually going to – he's basically just saying – I'll only go as far as to say like – the government really shouldn't just arrest dudes for being weirdos and butt-fucking each other. But other than that, like, whatever. That seems to be what he's saying.
But yeah, so I had queued up that video the other day, and usually I play these things in the background. This is how they started the video. I was like, what? What? Did an academic leftist just say that homosexuality is a deviant lifestyle? It's probably not that great.
Of all the types of people that exist in our society, probably the only person with the brains and the feeling like they have the social cover to say this would be some like crusty Marxist academic, and probably crusty in, you know, more ways than one, maybe with him in terms of this guy. But sorry, who's the guy he's talking to? What's his reaction? I'm kind of curious.
That's Douglas Lane, and you can see Douglas Lane is like, he's like,
I'll play it. All right.
Like, the collar.
So Douglas Lane is. Douglas Lane is who again? Who is Douglas Lane?
He runs Zero Books, or did run Zero Books.
Is he dead name Zero Book? No.
I don't know.
But I would just say,
deviant, and maybe it is antisocial, and maybe I did fail in my social responsibility to not be heterosexual and have children.
Okay, maybe. The question is, did you fail in your like social responsibility to not molest any children? I wouldn't allege that, but that is a question everyone has. But what's Douglas Lane going to say?
Here's my question, though. Oh, okay. Like, here's my thing. Like, at this point, this faggot is being totally honest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I will give him, like, a lot of credit for that, more so than any other. And you have to wonder, like, why is he doing it? Like, the only reason I think that he would be doing it is if he actually thinks, like, Marxism is more important than this shit.
Or he just feels completely, or he just knows how, like, safe he is, and he doesn't have to, he's like,
yeah.
completely understands that under neoliberalism, he's not part of a marginalized community. He's part of a wholly empowered community. So speaking his truth about his own thing, he can't get in trouble for it from anybody.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
I wouldn't assume that he can't get in trouble, but we will see. But yeah,
who's gonna put him in trouble? As my children would say, put me in trouble, Daddy.
There's the whole same complex that's putting like Major League Baseball pitchers.
Yeah, he could work for university somewhere.
He could face consequences for saying this. He really could. But yeah,
failing my social responsibility to not be heterosexual and have children.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay. Maybe you did, and maybe.
Willing to admit.
I want to tell you as a divorced
reality to it. I'm not
as a divorced heterosexual man.
Oh, uh-huh. Jesus Christ!
I want to tell you this.
as another kind of like antisocial fucking loser.
That's like the conservative response, right? Like, oh man, I better throw a wet blanket on this. You know, too spicy.
Yeah, no. Like, let's like actually analyze what's going on here. So this fucking guy, Douglas Lane, is now doing the same bit that conservatives do.
The
yeah,
speck in my eye and the beam
like,
in yours.
I will say this:
my beam is bigger.
A divorced heterosexual man is not morally the same as a fag. It's not.
Nope. Not at all.
A divorced heterosexual man. You know, there could be any number of reasons for a divorce. Divorced heterosexual man is not the same as a faggot. So, again, you know,
on a certain level, both of you exist because of social permission and promotion of these two circumstances.
Sure, but it's still, let's be honest. Like, it's not even equating the two is a way of dodging the actual issue that this faggot is that the faggot is actually bringing up. You know, because a divorced heterosexual man, he just got a divorce. He could still get married to another woman and have children or just not be a fucking social problem.
It'd be the same thing as like if a conservative guy was interviewing a black dude. A black dude's like, you know, niggers are kind of a problem. And he goes, oh, you know, we white people, we do some bad stuff.
Yeah, white people do bad stuff.
Well, that's what he's
too,
doing,
you know? Yeah, yeah.
Deciding
that, then? No. I thought about
might be
that.
Happier.
I might be. I might fucking be happier. But...
yeah, you might be gay, right, Dush? Oh, is that it? Oh, all right.
That's it.
I thought
the rest of it's behind Patreon, which is a pretty good hook. I like that.
Yeah, it's good. I want to sign up. I want to hear his like. You know, I'm just you and I are not that much different.
Well, what I want to hear is how Douglas Lane dissembles.
Yeah.
Well, he seemed to be pretty eager to stomp that fire out.
Yeah. I mean, well, you could see what's so funny is how he did the conservative bit.
Yeah,
he did the conservative bit of like, this is about like child. He's not the thing with gays is not even that they failed to have children, because even when you frame it that way, because 20% of men every generation fail to have children, and men that fail to have children, and men who are like faggots are not the same. They're not the same. One is better than the other. These are different things. You know, there's all kinds of different circumstances that can happen to
now
people.
Now, that particular sphere there, it's Douglas Lane and Ashley Frawley do most of this stuff together. But they, it's mostly, I think, because of Frawley, they've sort of taken this angle that rejects the anti-family stuff that's been coming out of, like, the new left or whatever, or current era left, which it's interesting because if you sit there and you listen to their content for a while, they will say things that we would say. They will end up almost doing the bit that everybody.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Bag it.
Talks about where you come all the way back around, you know, being like making right wing talking points.
You do your horseshoes.
They're like anti woke, right? I mean, that's kind of their calling.
It's like a sophisticated version of it, though. Like,
yeah,
it's not the these wokers and these wokers. No, it's more.
That's a very retarded kind of discourse.
I'm looking at these comments, and this conversation must just go all over the place.
Did they talk about justifying like the dropping of the bombs on Japan? I mean, listen to this comment. Doug, I have a similar story about dropping the bomb from a Japanese student of mine. My former student was scheduled to be deployed as a kamikaze pilot at the end of August. They always died. He didn't die because the bombs were dropped. So those bombs actually saved Japanese lives. Is that a thing that they do on this?
Is that I got into a digression because one of them, I think it was Douglas Lane, his father was supposed to have been deployed in that theater, but the bombs, of course, ended the war.
The bombs saved us.
His family, his conservative-leaning family made the point of like, well, you wouldn't even be here if it hadn't been for those nukes.
Oh, maybe that would have been okay.
And of course, he was like, great, so I'm the product of a terrible atrocity done to Japanese.
I mean, well, the thing
those
is,
make
it's
me
like,
feel better.
Yeah, just like the, okay, so this other Japanese person's ancestor would have likely died if not, I mean, so first of all, that might not even be true, but like, even if so, so the Japanese were using kamikaze pilots who were highly trained pilots who were willing to do that. And therefore, we should have nuked 250,000 people who didn't.
Well, it's like the Nazi light story of Japanese that we have to tell ourselves or tell our people to justify.
Right. What's amazing is how World War II is just a collection of just those stories.
I remember what it was that Piscatron said that had people said. He said that Stalin and Mao were celebrating the bombing of Japan.
Stalin and Mao were celebrating them. I mean,
I'll believe you that Mao was. Absolutely, Mao was.
I'm sure he was.
Mao definitely was. Stalin, I'd always, maybe not, but I'd always heard that the bomb was a bit of a message to him as well.
Right.
So that one I might even need to look into, but it's possible. I mean, who knows? But again, Stalin was also right about gays, apparently. He seemed to have had their number on that one. So, yeah. It's not even like there's something great about Stalin. It's just that, like, back in the day, I bet you everybody would tell you that about faggots.
Yeah.
And Marx would probably say something similar. Like, theoretical Marxists would be willing to say that because they're like, look, if we're trying to build some kind of collectivist workers' society, like these elements, these antisocial elements.
Yeah, I mean, Burroughs already talked about that. They saw it as like a sort of a bourgeois.
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. Homosexuality and gay rights is absolutely a bourgeois concern. It absolutely is a bourgeois thing. This is where these queer anarchists and all that shit, like, certainly the preoccupation with gay rights. Not to say, like, every faggot is necessarily bourgeois. No, there's probably some, like, really low class, like, even really lumpen proletariat is really what faggot. That's sort of the class rung they would mainly occupy, would be the lumpen. But the obsession with their rights, that's a 100%. Bourgeois liberal concern, 100%. Mm-hmm. Totally. It's Jewish. I mean, it comes from Jews, but the people that get wrapped up in that are the bourgeois liberals. Like, it's not something that – it's certainly not a – it should not be a class concern for a class-oriented Marxist. They should not care. And if anything, they should see it as an enemy. They should see it as an enemy thing, which I've known Marxists in the past that have. So, yeah.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting to me that if you're intellectually honest and you're above a certain level of IQ, you're just going to reach certain conclusions about homosexuality.
Yeah, and if you feel for whatever reason like you are willing to engage in these analyses, like Marxist professors are going to be one of the only places you're actually going to get people willing to dissect. Because on the right, not that there wouldn't necessarily be right-wing people willing to discuss it, but that's us. And we don't have college degrees. And the reason we don't have college degrees is because we didn't, not because we're dumb. Both my parents have PhDs. I don't have a fucking bachelor's degree. It's not because I'm stupid. It's because I fucking hated that institution. Might have been a mistake when you think about it. Stryker has a bachelor's degree.
A thing you could really hold the feet of conservatives to the fire on and be like, hey, look, why is it that a fucking academic Marxist fag will actually come out and say that homosexuality is deviancy and you won't?
Well, because on some level, because that conservative personality, if he's immediate, because conservatives don't have an intellectual class. They have a media pundit class and a politician class. And there's a lot, sometimes there's crossover between these two. But both of those things are entirely funded by Jews. They're entirely controlled and funded by Jews.
Well, you know, this guy actually, this guy actually doesn't fit into any part of their thought process, because this is a Marxist. Right. This is a Marxist saying that gayness is bad. Whereas like woke stuff, this is all cultural Marxism. This is the Chinese Communist Party trying to destroy our society. You know,
that's the other thing. No? Conservatives won't even be able to process.
Yeah,
the fact
Marxists
that a Marxist...
are the real homophobes. Oh fuck.
Well, here's the thing. if conservatives got their hands on it, that's what they would do with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they heard this clip, that's what the conservative right, and if not the conservative, the sort of Trump type MAGA right, absolutely would do that with this. That's exactly what they would do. Because they're like actually really pro-gay. I was reading, it's actually very funny. I was reading this article about, it was in The Guardian, and it was about how DeSantis has decided as a campaign strategy to hit Trump from the right.
Mm-hmm.
And the author of this article is like trying to cope with this fact. Like, they don't understand it. They're like, this is a criticism you'll never think you would have heard about Donald Trump, that he's too liberal, he's too leftist. I'm like, they've been saying that forever. I'm like, what the fuck world are you in? People have been saying that for fucking ever. Not even just us, like, because we're not even saying he's too leftist or liberal. We're just saying he's a liar. But like, you will have gotten like the sort of hardcore conservatives that will have been saying that about him forever. So it's just very strange, you know, because they have their whole thing. Like, The Guardian in particular is very interested. You know, he's got a right-wing extremist, this guy, you know. But, yeah. Well, they're saying, you know, and they were talking to these campaign advisors from Ron DeSantis who are like, oh, if you know, Trump wants to make it about, you know, the border and all that shit, like, bring it on. Like, we could easily do that. And it's like, yeah, like, he's very vulnerable on that. But, again, it also matters whether or not people give a shit about that, or the voter base, the people that vote, go, if they care enough about that, or if it's for them a personality contest. And increasingly on the right, it is merely a personality contest. And that is that might be DeSantis's undoing, because he sucks. He's so shitty as a personality. He's fucking awful. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I think it ties up the fag angle. I just wanted.
But think about Ted Cruz, right? Ted Cruz is like, it's terrible that, like, what the fuck was it, Burundi? What the fuck country was it? Like, Burundi or
something like that.
Some fucking country had a law against like raping kids and like faggots raping boys.
Well,
and he's saying like, dude, I actually was reading
agenda
this
for the United States. We got to make sure that they don't pass any laws that can be construed as being anti-homosexuality.
Dude, reading this Christian actually going after Ted Cruz, and he said, like, is Ted Cruz only against laws against child rape when the victim is a boy and the rapist is a man? It seems like he's carving out an exception for child rape, specifically for man on boy child rape, as if like that there's like a unique, it was actually pretty brutal. He's like, it's almost, there's a unique moral sin in punishing man on boy rape rather than just like across the board punishing all child abuse, all child sexual abuse. And of course the Ted Cruz fell back into, when he continued to get, did we already do this? When he continued to get criticism, he fell back into like, take the, plank out of, I think we did this last week. I'm repeating.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, no, we went over the entire thread. We did.
Yeah. Okay. Enough. Then go listen to last week's show.
There was a whole thread where he had to like basically argue like a libtard.
He basically had to do the Jesus says, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." It's like, no, you know, I'll judge.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
I'll judge, but it's like, but he, what if I'm just willing to be judged? Then can I? Oh, you never thought of that one, did you? Boom. I'll be judged. No, I'm judging.
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the Free Fag Edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
So the running to the right of Trump is working. They're calling DeSantis the Grand Wizard of Florida. Did you get it? He's a KKK leader.
Who's calling him that?
Some nigger. I guess this is the Tony. Like, who the fuck watches the Tony Awards? I guess now for the first time ever, people are going to listen to a clip from the Tony Awards.
Oh, yeah, these are faggots. These are going to be faggots.
CMU and the Tony Awards presented the 2023 Excellence in Theater Education Award.
Oh, is this not even the right clip?
And while I am certain that the current Grand Wizard, I'm sorry, excuse me, Governor of my home state of Florida will be changing.
No, that's on purpose. That's a very, very bad joke. It's very dumb. That's just like stupid.
Ron DeSantis would be an embarrassment to every Grand Wizard who has ever existed.
Yes. Yeah, it would be. And yeah. I mean, Ron DeSantis, like, just passed some crazy hate speech law at the behest of Jews. But again, that is the Tony Awards, mm-hmm. which is, like, a little hug box for, like, faggots and libtards in New York City that is, like, totally alienated from everything outside of it. And, yeah.
Yeah, but the entire media is soyjacking it. It's like, oh! And, like, there's a million articles. It's trending. It's all over the place.
Right, but it's like...
It's great.
Yeah, but nobody actually cares very much. I mean, the Tony Awards...
Well, it kicks off the old argument. It's like, who's the real Grand Wizard? Look at Robert Byrd, libtards!
Yeah.
Suck on Robert Byrd for a while.
That's the bait, right? So
listen to what Joe Biden said about super predator black men 30 years ago.
Yeah, that black girl is gonna dine out on that and get all the praise from, like, libtards, and then conservatives are going to try, instead of just saying, like...
Oh, my God!
Dude.
They shoot Ron DeSantis' face in the middle of Kim Jong-un's head. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That I guarantee you that Kim Jong-un considers, like, homosexuality to be, like, a narcissistic, deviant.
Why is that so
I don't know why it's funny, but it is. But it's like... so...
God, that was great.
Michael Malice is probably so pissed off about that.
He's got, like, this deer in the headlights look. That's just amazing.
So you have Ron DeSantis, like, soyjacking himself being called called the Grand Wizard. That's I don't know.
I mean, I don't even know what they're referring to. They've got.
I just don't.
Florida is painting white out on uncomfortable black history.
I know what they're talking about.
Is this more like school stuff?
Yeah, it's like he basically passed some law. I think it was overturned by the courts. I think he did some education, like, anti-critical race theory thing that like shut down some African American studies class. So I think it was overturned by courts. I'd have to look it up. But yeah, they've been passing a number of, like, half measures down in Florida. But of course, they've also passed, like, the biggest attack on free speech. Which no court is going to overturn that, right?
Yeah. There you go. Unmasked.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, yes. November 17th. Judge blocks DeSantis' law barring woke education. Federal judge on Thursday, this is in November, blocked a law pushed by Ron DeSantis for six certain race-based conversation and analysis. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they ruled against the Stop Woke Act. Now, that was a temporary injunction. I don't know if that is...
Isn't it amazing? Let's listen to that. Like, something called... I mean, we can talk about how fake anti-woke is, blah, blah, blah. But imagine how popular that bill is in that state and elsewhere. As much as it's probably a half measure that's bullshit, like, that's an extreme. All right, listen to me. Stop reading. So I'm asking you a question. This, mm-hmm. like, this is a, that's a very popular Democratic move to pass a law named that. People want wokeness, whatever this is, as much as they're psyoped and don't get the shot here, they don't want this stuff. And this governor goes and does this, and it takes one federal judge to undo the Democratic will of the entire state. What does that tell anybody that's invested in conservative politics? Look what you're looking at here. Every time you think you're going to win something, they take it away from you, and there's nothing you can fucking do about it. Nothing.
Are you saying that moving the Overton window doesn't work because
it doesn't work? The Overton window is like, everyone hates fags. No one wants to listen to, like, fake black history about how they was Kangs and built this country and whites are all pieces of shit. No one wants that. But every time that something even close to that gets put up, like, it gets knocked down by a fucking federal judge. Like, it's like Ron DeSantis, you could grab, like, take the Florida State Troopers to just put that judge in jail. Make, you know, there's all kinds of things you could do. That you would have the popular will behind you. They can cry about it all they want on Twitter. Like, there's just crazy shit like that. It could get done. Because here you are once
again.
Well,
the whole purpose of this is just so DeSantis is a viable presidential candidate. They don't actually want these policies. So Stop Woke Act.
But everybody who votes for him, everybody who votes for him wants those policies. Everybody wants these policies. Like, actual people want these policies.
And even the people that will get sucked back into the political circus and vote for him for president, he's going to run on this. Now, they passed it last year. It was hit with a temporary injunction, and the lawsuit is still going on. But in May, they had actually – DeSantis had sued to stop the injunction while the rest of the case was ongoing, and the court denied his request in March to block it. So he was saying, for the next school year, we want to implement this if this case is still going on. And they were like, no. So it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, if you've now got two rulings blocking it from going into effect. And I think there was another thing which resulted in, like, advanced placement. It might be the same thing. Advanced placement U.S. history in high schools was briefly canceled under the same law. But yeah, it's I think so. I'd have to look into that. But it's probably the same thing. So they've got his centerpiece legislation was like to stop woke and like don't say gay. And that's why they have libtards that are doing that.
Mm.
But they might not themselves even know that this stuff was blocked by courts, but who knows? But yeah. Looks like don't say gay is the law, but I'm not sure if that's been blocked or not. But that's the thing that's literally like you can't groom children until fourth grade.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's like, right.
Yeah, there's not really. Yeah,
right.
It's just it's a half. It looks good, I guess.
The other thing is, if they want Ron DeSantis to be a more attractive candidate, they need to attack him more in the press. And Jews should maybe even gin up some kind of indictment against him.
Well, there was some kind of gay op this morning. Protesters with Nazi flags seen outside Disney World. Yeah, that was this morning. Florida state legislator posted a video and images on her social media showing several individuals were waving Nazi flags and banners with fascist symbols outside of Walt Disney World in Orlando. Anna Escamami, who represents parts of the Orlando region and the Florida House of Representatives, posted brief clips calling it absolutely disgusting. Okay, like, what's the upshot then? Two dozen white supremacists are outside the main Disney World entrance in Orlando right now, marching with signs featuring Governor DeSantis' face, swastikas, the N-word, and homophobic slurs.
That might be. Is that some going defensive shit? I'm not saying it is.
Here we go. Get some. I mean, are you not?
Because that seems to be.
Are you not allowed to stand there and do that? I mean, all right, no.
You might not be allowed to.
Give the nigger AIDS in your cunt hole.
What did he say?
AIDS in your cunt hole. Give nigger AIDS in your cunt hole.
I can't understand what he said.
He said you have nigger AIDS in your cunt hole.
Oh.
Really?
That's a very. I mean,
it's kind of strong.
All right, then.
All right.
It's just like the reason I couldn't decipher it, I wasn't thinking on that level. So, okay, then.
I mean, the famous Nazi rallying cry.
It is unclear which organization the protesters are affiliated with. Disney has been at the center of a political firestorm that has pitted the entertainment giant against the Florida governor, who recently announced his candidacy for the GOP nomination to the president. You have nigger AIDS in your cunt hole. Okay. Why isn't that quote in the story here?
It should be. That should be the headline.
Yeah, it should be. So there you go.
Well, you thought he was going to say something more coherent than that or something less...
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting.
Level of rhetoric.
I wasn't expecting that, yeah. I mean, that's the rhetoric they deserve, so good for them.
Well, I don't know what that...
Oh, hi. Here's another interruption that's pre-recorded. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pay for a subscription. We need your support. We need your help. We can't do this for free because we're Jews.
I am not going to weigh in on that protest because I don't know what it is, and it could be very gay, or it could be who knows. Like, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Like, because you know, this is what they want with DeSantis. They want all this Nazi stuff.
Well,
on several levels, you know, it works. It works for the system. We got to get these Nazis away from Donald Trump so we can get this guy in there.
Yeah, but it's also just like there's any number of groups that could want to do something like that. But I think
because everybody the Nazi stuff is everybody's boogeyman, so everyone thinks they can use that like specter to their advantage in some way or another. So it's basically just everyone.
I kind of doubt that like libtards engaging in some kind of false flag op like that would say nigger age in your cunt hole. I just think that I think the social, their brainwashing on this is like so high level that like it would be highly unlikely that one of them would be able to bring themselves to say something like that. But who the fuck knows? I don't know. I mean, I was thinking maybe that was like the GDL or something like that. That's what I was thinking because they've been known to do that type of trollish protest. But I'm not saying it is. I am not in any sense saying that it is. I just don't know.
I mean, they troll like that sometimes. I didn't see. Did they actually have DeSantis signs? Hold on, let me look again. I see SS. I see. I don't see DeSantis signs, tell you the truth. Oh, here's another. We've got the reverse angle.
That's been done before, though.
Oh, yeah. That looks like... I can't tell if that's a... No, wind back... I'm on one of these terrible like news site fucking things. I mean, that is... Okay, that's DeSantis' face right there. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of silly. Just having a laugh.
Yeah.
I think that's a... That's either a Trump or a DeSantis sign. I can't tell. Or that flag at... So
yeah, they've done this before. Okay, this has been done before. I've seen these type of protests before, where they do like Nazi stuff with like DeSantis's face. I've seen it before.
Yeah, I've seen that before too. I think it's just funny.
Big troll.
Good stuff. Just jokes.
Yeah. But yeah,
that seems to have disappeared from the trending headlines. That was a big deal while I was having breakfast. Seems to be gone now. Was replaced by the Grand Wizard. That's more effective, you know. You have a nigger lady at a theater awards tell you that you're the grand wizard of the Don't Say Gay State. I guess just before we go to break though, there is actually one funny trend going on right now. Like libtards have been owned. Chernobyl is trending. I guess Time magazine posted, here's how Ukraine's dam collapse could become the country's Chernobyl. It's like, well, Chernobyl is Ukraine's Chernobyl.
Yes.
You retards. And everyone's having a good time with that. Those community notes, people go like, you mean like the Chernobyl they had? Because it was Chernobyl? It's pretty good.
That's probably not going to happen.
Death a good one.
In fact, ultimately, that dam, the ecological so-called disaster of that dam collapse might not be as bad as, you know.
That's as good as like...
Saying. I mean, it's bad, but it's
that's not as good as like, okay, so you've got this country that has Chernobyl in it. This could be their Chernobyl. Like, that's like one day I want there to be like a really big like political controversy in America regarding a gate so that we can have Gate.
Yeah.
It'd be good shit.
This is Sluice Gate.
Very good.
I mean, that's what they're calling. I mean, but except in America, there's no controversy. Like Russia did that, despite everything we went over last week about why
Sluice Gate.
Why there's no reason why Russia would do that, and they have no history of that. And Ukraine has both motive, opportunity, and the history of attacking that. Like literally, they openly were shelling that very dam. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. I've seen all people get all kinds of theories about how it could be done, and I'm like, they could do it. I mean,
well, it's just like the Holocaust. If you have to go far in explaining, you're probably just lying.
Well, one of the things Ukrainians are saying is there's no way this could have been done by an attack from outside. It could only have been done by a bomb planted on the inside. And I'm like, well, that seems to me to be an empirical question.
That is a lie based in what the destruction of the dam actually was. I think Zihan was doing that. He was pretending like the actual earth walls that they built the dam on were destroyed, and they weren't. It was the gate or whatever. It was the sluice gate.
Which they just can't close the...
Yeah. It's not like the dam itself was like blown and washed away. It's the gate.
Could have done it with drones or with explosive-laden speedboats or, you know, sharks with lasers. I mean, who the fuck knows? But, yeah, I'm not an expert in this.
Somalian pirates with their explosive-laden.
Is that, speaking of Somalians, is that Somalian guy still in Japan? I saw some video of him, like, actually
He keeps getting beat up and stuff. I don't know, but he seems to, like, take it like a champ. He's like, Yo, chill.
He seems to be, like, actually...
It's like, somebody from Japan needs... Like somebody from Japan needs to assault him to the point where he can't yell chill anymore. Then you've won. Well, they just need to deport him. I saw Ryan Dawson.
Yes.
Justice.
Well, the problem is it seems that he's enjoying this. Like he is getting like tons of clicks and views based on this. So he's just milking it. It's like, bro.
Oh, man.
Maybe the Japanese should just like hang you. That's what I think.
Omar's okay. Meanwhile, in Japan, YouTuber Johnny Somali, who is harassing and targeting women in Japan, finally met and tested personally traditional Japanese hospitality at a police station. Officials said he will be deported back to America. Like, can you deport him to Somalia? Johnny Somali? Why do we have to take him back? But here he is in a Japanese police, I guess. Sit properly! They're telling him you don't have to tense up, sit properly.
He's like, I'm black, I can't sit properly.
Unfortunately, like the people listening can't see, but this is the sub version. We need to make a dub version of this anime for you to listen to.
So who's filming this? Why is this being...
Have you ever seen a black person sit properly in your entire life?
Well, this is
my question is, who the fuck is filming this? Why is this on like Instagram or whatever?
Oh, maybe this is fake. Alright, this is fake shit, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think that's the guy.
No, that's not him.
Yeah, it's not the same.
This is some fake shit. Yeah, that's not Johnny. That's a different guy. This is Johnny Somali.
Well, they all look the same to me.
Both the Japanese and the Somalians.
Right.
Everybody looks the same.
Don't tell me to be quiet. What? I'm going to leave. Don't touch me. Yo, no. You're not the police. You're not police. Oh, you are not police.
Whoa. Does he understand this is not America? Like,
I don't know.
They can do whatever they want to you over there.
Yeah, video. Okay. Don't touch.
Okay.
No touch.
He's not police. What is this guy?
Don't touch me. Okay. Relax. No, whoa.
You're touching it. Touch.
Yo, what is going on, chat?
If you stay there, I won't do anything.
You won't.
Okay.
He's got something that like auto translates what the Japanese person's saying. Good. I don't want to give this shit any more fucking airtime than it's already had. It's already a fucking shit show. He's created like his own like spectacle out of himself being, because people want to see him get beat up.
Yeah.
And so he's decided to just make that the bit. So yeah.
They need to like throw him in jail like indefinitely in there. Creator.
No, they
like,
should go after him in a way that he gets no clout. He should have all of his streaming shut down. He should have all of his phones taken from him and destroyed. All of his equipment taken from him and destroyed and put in jail. Right. And if the U.S. consulate wants to make an issue of...
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio on how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall?
of it, right. Fine. But
they need
like,
to do a Brittany Griner, Tim. If you want him back, come Brittany Griner.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
exchange.
No fucking,
like, what can you exchange?
No
clout, what can you exchange with the Japanese government to get this guy back, America? Then do that. Just do it. Another humiliation.
Yeah.
Remember we would give up some fucking arms dealer for Brittany Griner or some shit? I don't remember the guy's name. The guy was in jail with Cantwell or something.
Yes, the guy who was in jail with Cantwell, Victor Bout,
was his name. Yeah.
Brittany Griner, yeah.
And do the same. Do it again.
Which I think the Russians should have just held out. Like,
you can't have Brittany Griner back. He's a good worker. You need him.
But I guess the funny thing is,
we need him to break
is,
these rocks into smaller rocks.
The funny thing is, it's sort of like, all right, I mean, I would, if I was a Russian, I'd be like, yeah, you can have, actually, you can have this, like, avatar-looking bitch back, like, you know. You can have her back. Like, she's fucking weird. This is very strange.
I watched the most recent Avatar recently. Quite the technical achievement.
What's that?
I saw the Way of Water, the new Avatar film.
Oh, God.
Quite the technical achievement. However, I don't believe I've ever seen a film quite that ham-fisted. Like, there's...
Well, wasn't Red Letter Media saying they didn't actually believe anybody went to go see that movie? Like, I've seen no evidence anybody's seen it. Nobody talks about it ever.
I think what it is when you watch an Avatar film, you're seeing, like, a really crazy tech demo. But,
right.
But you don't have... You don't, is, there's no is takeaway. So forgettable.
Right, there's no takeaway. Yeah, everything about it's dumb. So you're like, all right, like it's like going to watch.
Wow, that's fucking amazing! I don't know how James Cameron did that. I cannot remember the name of any of the characters.
Yeah, and I mean, I also just assume that like they can make shit look very realistic now. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
But there was a scene very early in the film, practically an opening scene, where they were firing retro rockets as this reentry vehicle was going down to the planet's surface. The fire burns away a forest, right? Just destroys a forest. The wildlife are running away. A giant cargo container lands. The door opens, and a huge bulldozer rolls out. And I'm like, come on, dude, really? Really?
That's a little on the nose.
It's a little on the nose, James Cameron.
It's like the first episode of Captain Planet.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I'm like...
So you're saying that capitalists destroying the environment is bad, huh? And you punctuated this with a giant bulldozer.
Yeah,
bulldozer. And a forest on fire. Okay. See what you're doing there,
James. Were the people operating that bulldozer all like little Peruvian people or like Amazonian?
No,
like,
it was
like Brazilians?
He was a reasonable man doing an unreasonable thing. That's who was operating the giant bulldozer. It's a giant killdozer. All right, let's take a break. I have to take a leak. We have the Merch a Minute coming up. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Daily Show Up. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.